Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 286 for Monday, February 29th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ace Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Monday, weighed down by losses in Chicago soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 lower, with the most active May contract checking in at $450.50 a ton. That's down $2.30. European rapeseed futures and Chicago soybeans were also lower, which contributed to the decline on canola. New restrictions by China that limit the amount of dockage allowed in canola imports also dragged on prices. Recent negativity in worldwide financial markets was also bearish. These two factors kept some large funds from placing long positions on the market due to the uncertainty. Last week's fall by canola has turned the bias to the downside. On the other side, strength in Malaysian palm oil and crude oil helped to limit the losses. Crush margins have also improved somewhat. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was down 2 cents, with the most active May contract coming in at $3.57 a bushel. The corn market was pressured by last week's USDA report that called for a sluggish demand of U.S. corn supplies amid healthy domestic stockpiles. Reports of good yields in South America were also bearish. Russia has raised its acreage estimate for the upcoming spring crop to 52.5 million hectares. Soybeans are down 2 cents, with the May contract coming in at $8.61 a bushel. This was around the lowest price in 3 months for the nearby contract. The advancing harvest in South America also undermined prices. While the USDA initially predicted soybean plantings would be lower in the U.S., there seems to be some disagreement from analysts who think acreage may actually go up. Wheat was a cent lower, with the May contract at $4.51 a bushel. The market was weighed on by government forecasts that called for higher domestic inventories. The USDA said stockpiles could hit a 30-year high if something doesn't change soon. Short covering by investors and a softer U.S. dollar helped lend some support to prices. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, February 29th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.